I'm visiting with Troy Hadrick here at the Alltech Symposium. And Troy, it's good to see you. You're on the program here. They've got a kind of a new track of educational seminar sessions, call it what they call the new network. And this afternoon you're going to be talking about answering the omnivore's dilemma. And I think it's got something to do with advocating, maybe.
Yeah, it certainly does. You know, it's several years ago, almost 10 years ago now, my wife and I had a deal where we were working with Michael Pollan and working with him to try and get a good story about beef production out there. And it really turned on us, and he really went a different direction, and it wasn't one that he told us he was going to go. And so that was kind of the day that the game changed for us. And we learned that, if we wanted people to understand how we raise beef cattle and what we do on our place, that we were going to have to be the ones that were doing the talking. And that's kind of what got us motivated to start going out advocating. And over the years, we've done a lot of different things. But so that's kind of what we're here today to visit about.
Well, this is an international audience here, too, which is, I don't know if that presents any special challenges, but for those who are not here in the United States, do you have the same message for them? Are they facing the same thing, do you think, back in their country?
You know, it's interesting. Since we have become more visible on social media and stuff, we actually get a lot of emails from people that don't live in this country, and, you know, whether it's Australia or in Europe, and they're farmers and ranchers, and they've done doing it for generations too. And literally, they are facing a lot of the same challenges we are. We have a consuming public that wants to eat three times a day, yet doesn't understand where their food comes from, and are trying to make decisions about how we're going to raise food and feed people without knowing exactly how that happens. And so there is a real common theme there when it comes to educating people about where their food comes from, no matter where you live.
So what's the takeaway you want them to go away from your session with?
Well, I think the main message that I want people to go away with is that, you know, I'm a fifth generation American rancher, and yet, you know, I found it really important to take the time to do this. And when you do take the time to do it, you can have some pretty incredible results. I mean, whether it's just telling people about how calving season's going, or whether it's talking about why a donation to an animal rights group affects you as a person, if you go out there and you're willing to stand up and tell your story, you can have some pretty amazing results. And that's what I'm hoping to share with these folks today.
I just got to ask you about this, because I had some interaction in the last week myself via social media where this came up. But if you're going to be an advocate and use these mechanisms, you kind of have to have a thick skin, don't you? I mean, not everybody's going to say, yeah, great. That's just, I agree with you.
You know, I think if you look, no matter what format you're in, whether it's social media now or whatever the, you know, traditional means were years ago, if you're going to be up there standing up and willing to take the, you know, tell your story and talk about what you believe in, you're, once in a while, people are going to throw stones. And you do have to have a little bit of a thick skin. But when I know that I'm telling the real story, when I know that what I'm doing is important and it's something I believe in, it's really not that bad. And you kind of learn to live with that. And I know I'm not going to convince everybody, but that doesn't mean I should quit. And I'm never going to quit. So,
well, the way I look at it, when somebody disagrees with me, oh, but you were reading or listening. Otherwise, how would you know? So, you know, there's a part of me that goes, you may disagree, but by God, you were paying attention, weren't you?
Yeah, there really is a lot of that. I mean, they're watching what you're saying, and they know that, you know, you're being influential. And so which makes them nervous if they disagree with you. And so, yeah, they do pay attention to you that way. And yeah, it is kind of a compliment. And sometimes it's not a lot of fun, but, you know, it's kind of part of the deal.
So you would echo this, but if you're going to do this, again, become an advocate, use these social media channels especially, it's really important to not only be passionate and write about what you believe, but to be accurate, be truthful, be honest, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt. And, you know, a good example was this spring when we were calving. You know, I started a hashtag calving11 on Twitter, and I wanted people, you know, if you really want to know where beef production starts, here's where it is. We got calves dropping on the ground right now, and, you know, follow this and get the real story. And I was putting up pictures, and, you know, things don't work good. We had some bad weather, you know, and once in a while you have a calf that's not, you know, born dead or something like that. And being honest about those things and showing how it's, you know, it's not easy work, but it's important work, and really letting people get that kind of an inside view of how things like that happen. And that's what people really, you know, want to know. They want to feel like they're getting the source or getting the story directly from the source, and that's what I try and provide.
Wonderful. Well, good advice, good thoughts. Look forward to seeing your presentation here later. That's Troy Hadrick. He is on the program here at the Alltech Symposium. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.